Hey everyone, Martin here from Dad's Bedtime Stories, and to be honest with you, I don't know what episode I should do tonight. I better check that voicemail. Here we go.
Hi honey, it's your wife. Thanks for putting the kids to bed. Don't forget to do an Easter podcast. I love you.
Well, there's no way I cannot do that podcast episode. So thank you to my wife for the suggestion for today's episode, as well as for being the most wonderful wife in the universe. The idea of an Easter podcast has me thinking about bunny rabbits and chocolate eggs. So I think we're going to do something in that direction. It's time to close your eyes. Get as comfy as you can in that bed, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. You wake up once again on spaceship. It turns out you fell asleep on the couch. You swing your legs over the side of the couch, and you stand up and stretch.
Good morning, spaceship.
Good morning, spaceship responds. Where are we anyways? I discovered a strange energy signature coming from this planet and decided to check it out. My initial scans of the surface suggest that this is some sort of chocolate egg planet, spaceship says. Oh, that sounds neat. We better check that out right away. You run over to the command center, and you jump in the command chair. You press forward on the steering wheel and on the throttle, and you carefully steer the spaceship down over top of this magnificent chocolate egg planet. You wonder for a while why a planet would produce a whole bunch of chocolate eggs. Spaceship, why are there so many strange planets around, you ask? Well, in an infinite universe, one must assume infinite possibilities. One of those possibilities is a chocolate egg planet, obviously, spaceship explains. Oh, well, I guess that makes sense, you say as you steer the ship down closer towards the planet. You find yourself flying high above a beautiful, beautiful landscape. You see bright green grass outlined by chocolate rivers floating into chocolate lakes and chocolate seas. You see a huge abundance of trees. Each one seems to be growing something on it as well. As you get down closer, and spaceship zooms in on the trees, you see that each one is growing chocolate eggs covered in what looks like tin foil. Is this some sort of Easter planet, you ask? The similarities to Earth's celebration of Easter in many modern societies is quite clear, spaceship responds. Approaching energy signal now. As you fly over top of a bright green grassy hill, topped with all sorts of little chocolate egg trees, you see a gigantic, well, it's basically a gigantic Easter egg. An egg about as big as a human adult, and much wider, sits in front of you. Decorated in all sorts of pastel colors. Blues, greens, pinks, and some hints of purple. You land in the field in front of the giant egg. As the door to the ship opens, you and your shape-shifting dog named Changer run outside. Seemingly inspired by the landscape, Changer immediately decides to transform into some sort of flying bunny creature. Like a big white bunny with huge butterfly wings. It's very strange looking. Changer flies towards the giant egg and begins fluttering around it in circles. As you walk toward it yourself, you see that it's pulsing with some sort of energy. And is that a crack appearing in the center of the egg? The crack gets wider and wider and wider until it follows all the way up to the top of the egg and all the way down to the bottom. The egg suddenly splits in half and the two pieces fall to either side. A bright light flashes before your eyes, forcing you to close them for just a second. As the light dims and you open your eyes again, you see, standing directly in front of you, a very large bunny rabbit. A white, fluffy bunny rabbit. But bunnies don't lay eggs, you say out loud, baffled by the strange scene that's just appeared in front of you. Hi there, are you here to help me? The bunny says in a strange alien accent of some kind. I guess I can help you, you respond. What exactly do you need help with? Well, at this time every year, I rehatch. And then, I have to go on a journey to find the three sacred eggs from all corners of the planet to restore a new spring. And to be honest with you, I'm getting a little tired of it, the bunny rabbit says. You have to do that every year? You ask. Yes, every year. You see, there's three very important eggs, and every winter, the eggs fly in different directions. First, there's the egg of life. It's the one that brings the power to the planet to create spring and bring new life. Then there's the egg of endless joy. The egg of endless joy brings all the bunnies on the planet together. And then, of course, there's the egg of endless chocolate. The egg of endless chocolate, you say, kind of surprised with the theme. Yes, you see, the egg of endless chocolate can turn anything you want into, well, chocolate, the bunny explains. Oh, well, that would explain a lot about this planet, you say. But, I guess I can help you out. Spaceship and I are excellent egg finders. Probably, we've never done this before, but we should be. We have lots of cool technology and stuff like that. Oh, good. How will we go about this? Well, do you have anything that smells like the different eggs? You ask. Well, not really, but I did handle the eggs a whole bunch of times. Maybe I have some of their scent on me. Oh, good idea, you say. Changer, take a whiff. Changer flutters down in front of the other giant bunny rabbit and begins sniffing him. Very, very thoroughly sniffing him, walking around in circles, sniffing his sides and his legs, his arms and his head, until he seems to get an inkling for something. Changer turns in the other direction and almost turns his body into an arrow pointing forward. I think Changer found something. Let's go get it. All right, the bunny says, and begins hopping in that direction. I think we have faster ways to do that, you yell at the bunny. You look down at your watch, the watch that, holds your space armor. You press the button on it, and the space armor folds out around your entire body, covering you in a highly advanced, highly technical, and highly powerful space armor. With the armor on, all you have to do is think about flying. Your thrusters engage and you float up off the ground. "Oh, well, that'll help for you," the big bunny says. "But what about me?" In response to that question, Changer flutters up in the air and flies above the other giant bunny. As he does, he starts to grow bigger and bigger and bigger until he's a gigantic bunny with gigantic butterfly wings and a saddle on his back. Changer crouches down and signals with his head for the other bunny to jump aboard. The other bunny hops along, jumps onto Changer's back, and Changer begins to flap its huge butterfly wings, floating high up into the air. You and Changer soar through the air just above the Easter planet, or whatever it is exactly, following Changer's nose to where the first egg is. You soon come to a huge forest where all of the trees seem to be talking to you. "Oh," your bunny companion says, "the whispering woods. I should have known I'd find it here." "What are the Whispering Woods?" you ask. "Well, the Whispering Woods are woods that, well, they whisper," the bunny responds. "Okay." You fly down into the depths of the woods. They're really beautiful and really peaceful looking. There's flowers of all different colors growing all over the ground that seem to almost light up the forest with their soft glow. The trees all hold little Easter eggs that themselves seem to be glowing too. And, of course, well, there's the whispering. All of the trees seem to be whispering to you. They seem to be trying to tell you something. Something about the egg's location. You walk far into the forest, well, to the center of it to be exact. And there you find an even bigger tree that shoots up higher than the rest. This tree's canopy is so big that you can't even see the edges of it. On it grow the biggest chocolate eggs you've ever seen in your life. As you walk towards the tree, the whispers suddenly stop, and another voice appears. "Hello," the voice says. "I see you've come to find the egg. To find it, you must answer a riddle." "Another riddle?" you respond. "All right, what is it?" "How far can you walk into a forest?" the tree asks. You begin to think, how far can you walk into a forest? And then in your head you start emphasizing different words. How far can you walk into a forest? How far can you walk into a forest? And that's when the answer hits you. Into the forest. "Well," you say, "you can only walk halfway into a forest, because after that, you'd be walking out of the forest." "That's correct," the tree says. A huge branch of the tree seems to mold itself into a gigantic wooden arm. It reaches up towards the canopy of the tree, grabs something, and slowly lowers it down towards you. It's a bright and beautiful glowing egg. You take the egg and a powerful sensation passes through your body. One that makes you just feel relaxed, but full of life. Here you go, bunny. By the way, what's your name? You ask as you pass the giant bunny the first egg. The name's Esther, the bunny says. Thanks for asking. Now, on to the rest. Yeah, good point. Changer, got any scents? Changer sniffs around the area once again, and sniffs the bunny once again. Then it seems to catch on to something. It turns in a different direction and waves its head for the other bunny to jump aboard again. Esther, the giant Easter bunny sort of thing, jumps on Changer's back, and the two fly high up in the air once again. You follow the two of them up into the air by just thinking of flying. Your spacesuit does the rest, shooting you high up in the air, flying high above the Easter planet once again. This time, you seem to be headed to a mountain. As you approach the mountain, you're forced to fly higher and higher up into the sky. As you climb, you pass through various layers of cloud, each one a different color, and each one smelling better than the one before. The last one you pass through, you could swear tasted like cotton candy. As you approach the peak of the mountain, you see something glowing in the distance. Another Easter egg, you realize. You fly and you land on the mountain right beside the second egg. You look left and you look right, assuming that something or someone has to be protecting this egg. And to be honest with you, you're not wrong. Something is there protecting the egg. A cage suddenly falls down on the egg itself and then lights up with all sorts of electricity. Standing on top of the cage, you see a little chocolate person or something of that nature. I'm the keeper of the egg of joy, the voice says. To get the egg, you have to catch me. The chocolate man tosses a little key up in the air and then catches it again. It looks at you, it looks at Changer, and then it begins running off in the other direction. Changer immediately morphs into something much quicker, a very sleek-looking dog, and you bolt forward in your special spacesuit, dashing after the chocolate creature with the key to the second egg. You follow the creature down the mountain, around rocks, over chocolate rivers, and it begins to get a little tiring. He seems very, very quick. Any time you or Changer start to catch up, he just slips out of the way and he's gone before you know it. That's when you have an idea. You look down at your watch and you start flipping through the different screens on it. You find the screen for invisibility and you press the button. Your arms and legs disappear in front of you, showing you that you're now in a cloaked mode. You fly higher above the scene, watching Changer chase the little chocolate person all over the place. You watch where the two of them are going, and you think you see the perfect area to corner the creature. A little set of cliffs that if you cut them off at the pass, he should never be able to get through. You quickly and, well, invisibly, fly over to the cliff. You watch as Changer chases the little chocolate man directly towards you. And just in time, you jump forward, grab the chocolate man in your hands, and roll down on the ground. "Oh, fine, you got me. Here's the key," the man says, handing you the metal key that he was carrying before. "Thanks," you say. You fly back up in the air and immediately head towards the cage that's covering the Egg of Joy. You land on the ground and you find the keyhole in the giant cage. As you put the key in and turn to the right, you hear a little click. The cage's electricity turns off and the cage itself lifts up into the air. You reach out and you grab the glowing egg. As you do, a sense of happiness and joy passes through you. "Oh, I see why this thing's called the Egg of Joy," you say as you hand the egg to your rabbit friend Esther. "Thanks," Esther says. "Now, you think we can go find the last one?" Esther asks. "Changer, it's up to you." Once again, Changer sniffs the air, and once again, he seems to find something. Esther jumps on his back once again, and the three of you head back up into the air. This time, Changer seems to lead you towards a chocolate river. You follow the river up and up as it winds through a forest, and then a meadow, until you come to a huge lake of chocolate. The chocolate goes out in every direction as far as your eye can see. And in the center of the chocolate, there seems to be something glowing. As you fly towards it, you see that it's none other than an egg. "The Egg of Chocolate, I guess," you say to Changer and Esther. As you fly towards the egg, something suddenly seems to be approaching you. Something brown and something chocolatey. A huge stream of chocolate hits you. You brace for it with your arms, and it's so powerful that it starts to push you back in the other direction. You try to fly left and right, but no matter which way you go, the chocolatey goodness keeps pushing into you. "Changer, help!" you yell. Changer comes to your aid. He flies up in front of you, and as the chocolate stream hits him, he just opens his mouth. He flies straight towards the stream of chocolate, quickly drinking every little bit of the liquid chocolate that's being thrown at him. He seems to like it. And as he eats it, he gets bigger and bigger and bigger until he splashes down in the lake, shooting the egg of chocolate high up into the air. Seeing the egg, you activate your thrusters and fly towards it with amazing speed. You zoom down, catch the egg in midair, and fly back up, landing on top of giant Changer Rabbit Butterfly's head, which is now big enough to stand on. Esther greets you on top of the head, and you hand him the very last egg. As he takes the last egg, the three eggs begin to glow. Esther begins to glow as well, and together, the eggs and Esther rise high up into the air, glowing a very, very bright color. Soon, Esther and the four eggs turn into pure energy. Then the energy seems to shoot in all directions, covering the landscape and the rivers and the sky. You close your eyes because the light is just too bright for a second. But as you open them again and look down on the world below you, you see that new life has come to it. All of the trees and all of the grass and almost every inch of the planet suddenly sprouts with beautiful flowers of every color. Each of the flowers has a little chocolate egg in the center of it. The clouds transform into rainbows, and the chocolate rivers seem to be, well, streaked with different colors or different flavors floating through the center of them. I mean, the planet already seemed beautiful, but now it's even more beautiful than you can remember. As you land down on the ground, you watch as a little ball of energy that used to be Esther and the three eggs lowers back down to the ground as well. It forms itself back into a huge egg shape. Then, three little egg shapes appear above the giant egg shape, and each one shoots out in a different direction, ready for the cycle to repeat itself. "That is so cool," you say, realizing that Esther must be in the egg once again, waiting for next season. You walk around the beautiful chocolate egg planet, and you start to pick up as many chocolate eggs as you can. You unwrap a few of them, and, well, you eat them. They taste really good, by the way. When you've had your fill, you call for Spaceship once again. He floats down in the air right beside you and opens up the back hatch. You climb aboard, and Spaceship lifts up into the air, leaving the Easter or chocolate egg planet, or whatever we're going to call it, and heads out into space. You sit down on the couch once again, incredibly tired from this, well, longer than normal story. You lay your head back on the pillow, and your body immediately starts to sink into the mattress, or the couch in this case. With each breath, you become more and more relaxed, and your mind begins to just wander off to dreams of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.